today, and I'm just going to say the date so that when I go through these recordings to put them up, I can find them. This is learning. Today is July the 30th, if you can believe that. And we're exploring a lesson called Arms Around in Lying. And it's an interesting one. I'm not going to tell you anymore really about it and let you explore. This is a lesson in which you really get to be with the process as much as possible without trying to make anything happen. And of course, that's always true, but today especially. And as you're beginning to find yourself here and you settle in, you know, as we lay down, it takes a while for us to begin to rest into the earth. It takes a while for our system to remember that we're on the ground. And look for the things that you look for first, right? There's always the, not so much a habit maybe, but the places we know that we look, the places that we go, yes, this is how I know that I am this person. I know because this is here. I have this sensation when I breathe. I have this weight behind my head. And sense for yourself, particularly without any correcting, your shoulders. And when you sense that area, there's a lot of different things to sense. So notice what you first go to when I say shoulders. And then feel the back of your shoulder blade on the right and compare with the left. And sometimes it's not very clear, but you know you sense a line pressing, or you sense a flatness behind one side more than the other, or you sense really a pulling away, and you know that one shoulder is higher, more upward toward the ceiling, more forward, closer to one ear than the other. And sometimes there's discomfort there with breath, or ease with breath, or no movement at all with breath. So see what you do. And sense also your right arm down from the shoulder. What part of your arm is resting? What part of your forearm rests? Where is your wrist? Does it rest or does it rise from the ground? And what part of your hand is resting? Yeah. And sometimes if your low back's not comfortable, it's okay to just stand your feet and bend your knees. And it's fine. And you just remember, right? You remember that and you can sense there again too at the end. And compare with your left. And probably it's a little different. How your arm rests, maybe your sense of how heavy it is. What part of the hand? And always there's a connection. We compare ourselves against right, against left. We know we are us and we are not the world around us. We're always in reference to our surroundings. We're in reference to what we know of other times. So we're in context with all of our experiences and just see what it's like this time. Notice anything else about your low back, your mid back against the ground. And then roll your head a little one way and see what's easy. And roll it the other way. And you're looking for a place, a distance that feels really sweet and smooth, well-oiled. And maybe you sense also how far in your spine you're aware that you're moving, whether it's more one side than the other. And then when you're ready, let that go. And we'll begin today lying on our right side with as little under your head as possible. So sometimes, you know, I provide blankets and I'll give them to you and I'll say, pad your head. This is not one of those days. sometimes if you have a shoulder injury, you'll want to pad your head anyway. But see what you can do. Yeah. And see how comfortable you can find yourself on your side. Standing your left hand on the ground somewhere so that your hand kind of rests. Lovely. Yeah. And then for this lesson, stack your knees and your ankles. And we'll start with them just wherever it's comfortable. And feel what it's like here. Lengthen your right arm in front of you. And begin to slowly move your hand a little bit upward in the direction of your head and then back to where it is now. Go slow, slow, slow. And not bending at the elbow this time, although sometimes we start there, but with the whole arm. So it might be a very small movement to begin with. Bringing some curiosity to what you feel here. Where is the easy place? Like the place where you rolled your head and you could feel how simple it came together, the easy part. Nice. Yeah, so it might be very small. And then notice also your breathing and how you can allow the movement to coordinate in a way that your breath is soft and continuous. Yeah. Nice. And slowly see about flipping your hand so that your hand is palm down and continue. It's going to change things. So it may not be that your hand touches the ground, but your whole shoulder moves, your whole arm, and then come back to the back of the hand, lazy. Yeah. And then pause and bring your hand into a halfway so that your thumb is a little oriented toward the ceiling. And this, again, not a large, yeah, it's still arm straight, just that your palm is kind of facing, yeah, that's right. And then slowly elongate your arm a little bit. And you can use anything that you need to do that. So in order for your hand to move a little away from you and then come back, you may find the other things move too, and that's fine. So it's like you're trying to have your hand be slightly longer and slightly shorter from the shoulder. Yeah. Very small. Yep. And you might roll. You might have a little roll. And then pause just a little. Come back to the back of your hand resting on the earth and slowly, lazily, your whole arm like a clock, with your shoulder being the center of the clock. Your arm is the hand and goes up and then down. See what that's like. Yeah. Yeah, just like you were. I know I changed the description. Sometimes it helps and sometimes it doesn't. So just sliding it on the ground. Yeah. Ah, that looks a little different for most of you. Beautiful. Let that go and rest on your back for a moment. Pausing. Legs long or feet standing, either one. Each time something changes, something shifts. Rests more deeply. And slowly come to the same side. But don't worry, Rachel, we'll do both sides. So don't leave me hanging. Roll to your right. Yeah, and orient yourself as you were, We'll change just a little bit how your legs are oriented. So you feel how most of you have your knees a little forward of you. So imagine how it would be if you were to be standing on your knees. You would have your feet behind you, and your knees would be directly straight down from your head pretty much. And they don't have to be perfectly that way, but you're going toward that. And maybe it's not always available. So don't force yourself into a position that's not comfortable. But that's you're going towards a sense of the front body being long. Lovely. And then standing your left hand again, and you may have to change where your left hand is as we do this. Begin to draw your right elbow in toward your right ribs. So go slow and feel they come in and then they'll meet resistance and then you come back out and lengthen. Yeah. And see what you can do to let this just be your elbow at first. So nothing else moves. Like, I mean, not curling yet and not predicting what we're going to do, that you just really do the bit that's there. So your hand is floppy, soft, not in a fist, fingers resting. You see what you can do to bring the elbow in. And then when you're, yeah, that's right. When the elbow begins to come in, pretend without trying very hard that you're going to be able to just roll a little bit onto your elbow and bring it underneath you a little bit without doing a lot of work. And then let your arm go out. So you're sliding on the ground, not lifting the arm. Sliding on the ground, yeah. There's a whole bunch of things that Moshe designed, and they're called constraints. And what they do is they force you to use a part of yourself that is not currently sometimes very available. So at first things can be like, what on earth are we trying to do here? So what we're trying to do is to be able to bring the elbow a little bit underneath you without taking the hand from the ground. So let the hand just, so you'll have to have the palm up toward the ceiling and you'll have to have the elbow bent and you might have to move your left hand. Yeah, if your hand's in the way, where's your elbow gonna go, right? Yeah. And then the puzzle is for you sometimes to see, is there a different way I can try? Is there a different trajectory? How do I make this easy? And you can roll. You're not having to stay on your side. Yeah, I know. I know. And I'm really not doing it on purpose. I'm super not doing it on purpose because you'll come back another time and you're going to go, wait a second, I got it. And then it's yours. And there's a little different thing that happens when it's yours. Now, what you can do, though, if you want, is you can sit up at any moment and you can look around the room. And this is something that's nice because everybody's doing it differently. So if you want to do that, you could do that. Yeah. So keep, if you're willing to keep working at this gentle exploration of bringing the right elbow really close to you and seeing how you can bring it underneath and then just bringing it back to where you were.
But the knees don't move?
Not really. They don't need to go very far. Yeah. And what you get is everybody's approximation, and then you get to go try yours. Yeah, okay. And then slowly lie back on your back and let it go, and don't worry. In amidst all of the other really interesting things that happen in Feldenkrais classes, which are happening deep inside each one of us, sometimes the lesson is nothing to do with the movement at all. There can be days when you come into a class and your lesson is, how do I deal with not knowing? Or how do I cope with this part of this experience for me? So that can be, it's like yoga in that way. He used to say, the movements are idiotic. Like, you could do anything. It's how you do them. It's the way that you use each thing to explore that makes them valuable. It's your intention that makes movement valuable. And see how you are as you rest down. I thought that sound was somebody breathing. I'm going to lock the door. I had forgotten. Okay. Now, if you're willing, come to your left side. And I do mean if you're willing. So one strategy is to stay with the side. So if you have an injury, you can always stay with the same side. Or you can lie on the side to feel what it's like, maybe do a little bit and then come to your back sooner. So see what it's like to rest. And my guess is it's going to feel very different for all of us, right? Sometimes this is the easy side. Your head comes down to the ground more simply than the other side. Sometimes this is the harder side. And then begin with the slow movement. Just the part that is the sliding of the hand along the ground, a little up and a little down. Small and slow. Really sense, how is this side different? What do you recognize and notice on this side? And what can you sense about when you stop? What's in your way of going further? Without trying to necessarily change it, what makes you stop where you stop? And how do you return? Yeah, and each part of the movement, the going and the coming back, just as important, just as beautifully timed. And then experiment with flipping your hand down and trying it with the palm down and feel what happens. It may feel much easier in one way and harder in the other direction. Breath continues. And notice what else you're holding. Breath, jaw, eyes. What else can you soften? And flip your hand again. What else can you soften here? Yeah, nice. Yeah. And pause for a moment with your hand right in front of you. And then your intention is to elongate your arm. And then bring your arm back into the shoulder a little. So you're lengthening the arm like you're reaching a little and then coming back in, and it will be small. And try this with your hand oriented in lots of different ways. So maybe one time oriented with the palm. Yeah, and you might feel like, how do you do this? So what else can help you do it? There may be some rolling, or maybe even your left hand can help you do this. You might be able to press into the ground and help you do this a little bit. And it might be easier palm up or with your thumb upward. Which way? Nice. And then before you rest, let your back of your hand go one more time, sliding upward. See how that is now. Yeah, if you meet your head, that's okay. You can keep going underneath your head. So you don't have to let your head be an obstacle too much. And then slowly rest back onto your back and pause and rest. What is lit up in your system right now when you rest? What is your awareness drawn to? Where's the echo of the movement? Shoulders, ribs, neck. I'll describe where we'll go, and just to remind you, and then you choose when you're ready and willing to explore. On the left side, we come to this similar position, but this time drawing like we're going to have the knees standing, so they're a little bit more under our heads. With the left hand out, resting with the back of the hand on the ground. And one of the principles that's really important to remember in this is ease. So you work in a way to the best of your ability that is easy. So find the easy part of bending your elbow in towards your ribs and let yourself do what you need to do that. That might be, okay, my right hand is definitely in the way here. So maybe I need to move my hand somewhere. How do I do that? And if I bend the elbow, like I'm going to bring the elbow into my ribs, how do I do that? Do I need to roll to make that a little bit more available? Because you can do that. You could roll back or forward and experiment with which one helps. So maybe you need to come on to your side more or a little bit more away. How do you get your elbow to come in a little? And then find a way to make this so that you've all found something. Now do it even more easily and even more slowly. And remember both sides, the coming in and the extending both. And what else can possibly participate? Yeah, nice. That's really good. Yeah. Beautiful. And pause and let that go and rest on your back. So this lesson is not actually about the shoulder at all. I mean, it is a little bit. It's not, but it's not really. What do you think it's about? Okay, I see some hands on ribs. Yeah. What else might be involved in this kind of a movement? Yeah, your neck, for sure. Yeah. All right, and let's see what else you discover. So come on to your right side and with your knees down. So the first side again. And then the knees are like you're standing on them. And you can imagine that feeling of standing on your knees. Sometimes, you know, if you have a garden and you weed, it would be like how you take a break. You might stand up on your knees for a moment and lengthen the front of the hips. And then the standing of your left hand on the ground, if you can assist you with this. And then bring your right hand straight in front of you again, the back of the hand resting on the ground, and see what it's like to slide your hand upward and then back down. And of course, it's your whole arm. Yeah. And no momentum. So don't pick up a lot of speed, just seeing what it's like. Upward and downward, and maybe you can even bring your whole arm up to where your face is and meet your head with the inside of the arm. Maybe. And then if you were going to do that, how would you bring your arm a little under your head without lifting your head very much? What could you do? And then, yeah, and at some point, then you'd come back down. Yeah, you don't actually have to get there. And you'll find, Terry, that if you can, taking the blanket out will be necessary because you won't be able to go any further. Yeah, you'll really be trapped. it'll be unfair. Yeah, and at some point, so if this is sweet and easy and comfortable, when you bring your hand under your head, you could pause and stay there. And if it's not quite under your head, that's all right. But imagine now that you are standing on your left knee and reaching up. What would you do? How would you experience that? If you really had your weight down into the earth through your left leg and you could feel the length reaching upward like you were going to pick a nice ripe fruit of your choice that was growing above your head, and then you're still breathing. Yeah. What parts of you elongate and then you rest? So rest. Yeah. Don't try too hard. And then maybe you elongate from your other knee. So now imagine that you elongate from your other knee and you reach upward. And there's a line of force that comes all the way from your knee, through your hip, through the ribs, through your spine, and you can breathe and your head just rests. And then you rest. And then maybe you reach one more time through both knees. You could really imagine that you're on your knees and you're reaching up and up and up. And it's from your hand and arm. And maybe you even would have a sense that you could look upward towards your hand. You don't have to, but you could have a sense of it. Yeah, nice. And then bring your hand down again in front of you. Yeah. Lovely. Pause. So rest on your back or rest here, your choice. Yeah. Maybe getting a little more comfortable to rest on your side too. Yeah. And then when you wish to explore, begin again to slide the back of the hand on the earth up, and perhaps you follow your hand with your eyes. And as your hand comes a little under your head, your palm will come down and continue just slightly. So there's a point where you have to roll your arm down in order for it to keep going at all. And you'll have to bring your weight somehow into your left hand to help you go around. And your arm stays straight. Yeah, it's a good try though, right? Yeah, absolutely. And then you come back. Yeah. Come back all the way to the front, or maybe you continue down. Yeah, that's right. So, yeah, huh. And then find it an even easier way to do the same thing. So you've got the general idea of where you're going. Now, how do you do it in a way that doesn't require a lot of lifting? Yeah, and you could let your head kind of roll on your arm. And then maybe when your palm switches, you still can look at your hand when it goes behind you. Watching the hand. Yeah, so Rachel, you may have gone beyond where you can look, and that's okay. So next time you go around, see how far you can watch your hand. Just to see, you know. It's not like you're doing it wrong, it's just a different way. Yeah. Yeah. Good luck with that. But you can do it in your imagination with your eyes closed. Now, it is different with your eyes closed than open. Yeah, interesting. Lovely. Yeah, nice. And then maybe rest on your back. Don't you think you're ready for a rest? And the rest, you know, just always reminding us, it's not necessarily because we're tired, although sometimes we do. The tired can be from releasing a lot of extra muscular work that we do. When we refine a movement, when you take your hand and you slowly begin to move it, and then you realize maybe you don't need to have this working and this working, a lot of extra things drop away, and we can get a sense of heaviness and tiredness from that. And that can be like, oh, pause, digest, feel. Rest the attention. When you're inspired, ready, willing, right side one more time, knees in the same organization, and you can listen always first if you want to the whole thing and then come into the position. Go the other way. So this time, drawing your right elbow, so you let the arm bend in this way. This time the arm bends as you bring the elbow under and see if you can find a lazy way to bring your elbow under you. How do you do it? You can, of course, roll partly. There's some rolling that you can do. How do you bend your elbow? Yeah. And if, you know, if your hand lifts, just let your hand lift and figure it out. You've got your own organization to do. So how do you bring the elbow in and then see if you can pass the elbow underneath you to the other side? Ah. Don't have to come out yet. In fact, don't come out yet. Just do the first part of it. So it's like you're going to bring your elbow underneath you, and there's something that needs to happen with your mid-body, right? It's like you become a bridge. And there's two ends of the bridge. There's your pelvis and your head. And somewhere, yeah, and then come back through. Yeah, and keep making it a little easier and easier. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So how do you do it? If you're not sure and it doesn't make sense to you right now, you can always come up and look. It's fine. Yeah. And sometimes it's like, well, I'm kind of stuck. So there can be these moments where you're like, oh, screw it. I'm just going to go ahead and get to the other side. And you can do that as part of your learning. So if you're not sure, you know, lift yourself up and lie on the ground with your right elbow behind you. So just do it manually. And it'd be like, you know, you would just have it there and then hang out there for a moment. So yeah, just hang out and your hand will be under your waist somewhere. Yep. And feel where that is. Yeah, so, yeah, and just lying on your side. I know that's fun, isn't it? But just feel where you are. So there's ribs here, right? And depending on where you pass your hand through, you could pass it through higher or lower. These ribs would have to do something, wouldn't they? Yeah, so you could slide there. Yeah, and just start moving just like an inch either way. And you can do more sliding, more rolling. But there's a side bend. Yeah, nice, good. Yeah, there's a side bend that happens, and there can also be a little rolling, and so nothing's off limits. So play a little. See, like, how do I do it in an easy way? Like, what is that? Is there an easy way? How do your knees help you? If they're away, what happens? Can they roll? Can you help roll a little? Aha. Yeah, so you can move your weight forward and back. How does your head help you? Yeah. Yeah, good. And then if you're not too goal-oriented, pause and rest on your back. If you are really goal-oriented, maybe you keep going and then you rest on your back too. What's new on your back? What's awake? Could roll your head a little right and left, just see. Yeah. And roll to your left side. Find your way of being comfortable on your side. And see how it is to rest on your side. It's always a little different. It's always a little different. And if you find that your head's on the ground, maybe you want to move down on the mat. Yeah. If you don't like your hand on the floor, you can back up so that you're on the mat. And then begin to play a little with raising your hand, right? So it's on the ground and you're going to slide it along the ground. up in the upward direction and then back down. Yeah. And see if you can let your head just not do anything at first. So first, it's just your arm. It's just your arm. Just going up. And unless your upper arm runs into your head doesn't have to do anything. There's not a reason in the world. Unless you're anticipating. If you're anticipating, then you're already ahead and you're gaming it out. And you know that when you bring your arm up, but think of the work you're doing ahead of time. So see if you can let your head be completely heavy and not doing anything until your arm reaches your head. And then see whether you can lazily maneuver your arm a little underneath your head. Maybe you roll your head, just the tiniest bit of lifting, and then you bring your hand back down. So not a lot. How little can you do? And then bring your hand down again and play. What else needs to be soft to make that easy? It could be the ribs on the floor. Maybe the ribs on the floor need to be able to be long. Maybe you need to use your right hand to help you. You can press your right hand down into the earth, perhaps, to help you find an easy way of bringing your hand under your head. And your left arm can be heavy on the ground the whole time. There's nothing that needs to happen with the fingers. Yeah, great. When you get the next time and you're up with your arm as long as possible, as high above you as possible, which is, you know, maybe under your head or maybe not, imagine you're standing on your knees. And there's a real sense of the ground, and maybe the ground even is a little bit soft underneath your left knee, and you press down a little more into your left knee to reach a little bit longer through your left hand. And there's a line of force there, and it comes through the bones of your left leg, up through the front of the hip, up through the spine, up through your head, up through your hand, and you can almost reach that. Maybe it's chocolate. I probably have something that you really like, right? And then you release that and soften. And then try pressing through the right knee. Really a sense of standing on your knees that you would press, and there's something that happens through the hips, something through the low ribs, something with your breath that continues to breathe you, and you can lengthen, and the throat and head and neck can be soft, and then you soften. Yeah. And then again, last time, maybe through both knees, you lengthen. Yeah, you rest when you need. Always rest when you need. And then pause and let's rest on our backs for a moment. Yeah. And when you're willing, if you're willing, roll to your left side. And you explore again this sweeping up of the left arm, going under your head maybe. And that can be as far as you go, that easy place. And then if it continues to feel easy and you can soften the muscles of the arm and the muscles of the shoulder, maybe you can begin to turn the hand when it reaches above your head and you can sweep it behind you a little and then come back down. So you're not a better person if you go further. So that's, you know, it, as you're moving, it's really in reference to yourself. What's really honestly available, and then make that even better. Improve the spot that's easy by softening and allowing. When you come to the end of the easy place, what is stopping you? What in the chest? What in the waist? What in the back stops you? What in the neck stops you? And then soften that and return to where you began and see what's new as you go in one more time. Yeah, nice. And if you're sweeping a little bit behind you or a little bit above you, you can think about watching your hand a little if you wish. So your head stays on the ground and your hand rolls underneath you, and then the palm comes down, and even though your head is on the ground, maybe eventually you find yourself on your right cheek or on your nose. And that's a strange, yeah. So soft fingers, Terry. Yeah, so you feel what's happening with your wrist right now. Yeah, so rest for a moment. Just feel how that is, yeah. So see this, how soft it is now? Keep that to the best of your ability. And the reason is because the tighter your hand, the more tight the shoulder and the less is available. So as only go as far as you can keep your hand soft. Yeah, and that is a beautiful practice. Yeah, and see right there. See, even then, yeah, and then you just soften again. And then you can go again, right? Just so every time you see it start to go. And because that's huge for the shoulder. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Good job. Rest when you need to rest. Good. Rest on your side, rest on your back, your choice. And the same goes for the next movement. So there, the hand and the forearm, we use them so much, and they're our connection into the world. They're how we meet people. They're how we bring to ourselves what we want. They're part of this deep connection with the world. And there's a line between our fingers, up the arm, through the shoulder, into the heart of us. And we know, we talk about this sometimes in yoga, right? The receiving arm and the giving, the taking arm, the right receives, the left gives. Something to do with the heart placement. But just anatomically, we are wired to be ready with our hands at every moment to gather what we need to feel. So to have them be soft is a major challenge. But if they're on all the time, if they're tight, if they're clenched in a fist, it also, all the places along through the arm into the shoulder become a little more clenched, and then we lose the ability to move. We lose the ability to take what we want and to give what we want because we've got that high tone. And that's most of us. Most of us are there, a little bit on, a little bit off, not kind of stuck in the middle. So when you come back to the left, see if you can cultivate this sense of heaviness. And it's fine to just keep finding it returning. Just see if you can cultivate it. And also with that awareness, and then draw your elbow in. The taking in of the elbow, it's like you bring the elbow close to you. You feel where your elbow meets your left rib, and then find a way to sort of sneak the elbow a little underneath you and feel which ribs are in contact. And maybe, yeah, you can roll and get a really good sense of which ribs need to move and start getting curious about this. In order for the ribs to make room for the elbow, it's not just the left side that has to make room. It's the right side. What happens in your right ribs that lets your left side make room? So if you're going to shorten the right ribs and let the elbow come through, the left ribs are like an accordion and they need to open. Yeah, so you become a bridge. And the elbow comes inward. Yeah, nice. And then see if you can also breathe. Yeah. Good. And maybe if it's not clear again, you can always pass your elbow through and start from the other side. So you start with the other side, and you have your elbow on the left side of your body, and your wrist is going to be somewhere under your waist or under your low ribs. And just pause there and take a few breaths. Yeah, that's right. And you have your right hand somewhere on the ground. And then if your hand's not under you, maybe you bring it under and start bringing your hand first over to the front of you, and then feel how you do that and go slow. If there's anything increases pain, don't do that. That's a really good sign that something is working too hard. And then see what else you can soften and find your breath. Yeah, and then pass through maybe one or two more times. And then rest on your back. So you decide when you're ready, when you're satisfied, when you need a break. I was reading the transcript today of this lesson, and I was doing it myself out on the porch. At one point he says, and he was telling the direction was to bring the elbow underneath, and I think everybody must have just gone through and just hoiked it right through. And he said, the people that do this immediately, they may as well go home. They learn nothing because they know nothing about what they're doing. They're just doing what they're told. They're just doing what they're told without any thinking about it. That was the gist of what he said. It's more interesting, more useful if you don't know what you're doing and you get to explore it. You have learning opportunities, but if you just do what you're told, you don't know what you're doing. Yeah. It's ramifications for all parts of our lives. Fully roll to your right side. And then find your knees down, you know, like you're standing on your knees again. And see, you know, when we do this, sometimes our legs also get on, and they don't need to really do very much. And before you do a whole lot, you've got your left hand maybe standing, your right arm is out. Imagine before you do anything. And so even if you don't think you will find this movement today, or it might not be available, it doesn't matter. You can imagine it. So imagine that you sweep your right arm, and you can feel something happening under your right ribs, and your right arm goes and it meets somewhere on your face, and you sort of slide it underneath, and then your palm turns. Your whole arm turns, and it continues to go across until you're on your left cheek. And then you probably will find that you've rolled a lot onto your belly, and your hand can continue to go until you peek your fingertips underneath your waist and you bring your hand through. Interestingly, how many of you stayed with the imagining and didn't start going? It's okay. So if you're somewhere in the process, if you're on your belly, you can bring your right hand underneath your belly. Yeah, or you can reverse it. Yeah, good. If you bring your right hand underneath, you would continue by taking your elbow under you, and you will wind up back on your right side where you began. Aha! Okay. So the lesson is called arm underneath in lying. Yeah, so now you get to play. Your blanket might move around. That might be part of it. So play around and see how it is for you. So you can see if you can find this movement either in your imagination or in your reality, and then find out how to do it in a slow way where you can still breathe, and maybe you only do part of it and then you come back. You could do the part that's easy and return soft fingers. Yeah. And when do you bring your head back to the, how do you do that with your head? What do you do? Yeah. Nice idea, Paulina. Totally a great idea is to just come back the way you got there and see how did I do it? Yeah. Yeah, good. How do you come back? Yeah, probably that's right. Yeah. Yeah. How do you make it easy and soft and gentle? Nice. Yeah, really good, Corbin. Yeah. And still breathing. And it feels good, and you're not doing it because somebody told you to do it. You're doing it because you're curious. Yeah. Nice. Lovely. And then pause for a moment. Is it okay if we watch each other? Is that all right with you? Okay. So Corbin and Paulina, if you would sit up for a moment. We'll watch Rachel. So I just want you to see different ways. Now, this is for you, Rachel, so you just do it your way, okay? Give it a shot and show, but stay with yourself is what I mean, and go around your way. So make it soft and slow and breathing. And your hand flips at some point. Yeah, and then you bring your hand. Some point will flip again. Yep. Great. And then this time soften even your fingers and follow your hand with your eyes a little. Follow your hand with your eyes a little. Yeah. And soft fingers, soft fingers, soft fingers, soft fingers, soft fingers, soft fingers. Lovely. Okay. Good. And then slowly rise up. And would one of you like to see what it's like now? No pressure. Okay. Go ahead. You don't have to actually complete anything. Just so you know, you could just do even the first part. So feel in yourself first. Take your knees down away from your head. Yeah. And that helps a little. And then begin to explore a little breathing. And feel where your arm comes under your head and how do you turn your hand. Soft hand, soft hand, soft hand, soft hand. Yeah. Yeah. Little different strategy, same idea, right? Yeah, nice. Lovely. And then rise up. And you're like, but I'm just getting it. Okay, want to try it and see? Okay. We're just watching different approximations and then we'll find the other second side. So we're all really different with our strategies, right? Okay, so now breathing, going slow. Feel what happens. Yeah, how do you keep your head as heavy as possible while still making room? What happens in your chest and in your, yeah, and your pelvis? What do you do with your pelvis? Okay, coming through. Yeah, and of course his blanket is an added constraint, but he's doing pretty good. Okay, good. Now this time take your knees away from you while you go up. Remember the lengthening? Yeah. Okay, and watch your hand. From your pelvis, there's, yeah. Yes, yep. Okay, yeah, good. All right. So we'll play on the left side. Doesn't matter if you find the whole thing, but find the part of this idea that feels good, the part that is sweet and where you can breathe well and let it grow from there and maybe you just do the front half of the arc, and maybe you come back down and go under you, and maybe you do the whole arc, but yeah. And see if you can keep your legs on the ground so they don't really have to lift. Yeah. 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 Nice. And of course, you know, as a dancer, we often only work with the upper body and we just don't use the rest. So, or vice versa, right? So this is really good for you. Yeah. So this is all part of it. Can I put hands on or maybe not so much? Okay. So yeah, keep going. I'm just listening. Yeah. Yeah. I'm just listening. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Yeah. And then now soften, soften, soften. Oh, lot of work, lot of work. Yeah, so that's the trick. So somewhere in the middle of this, we get really like, oh, but I could do it bigger or I could do it faster. But the slower and more sweetly you do it, the faster and more easily it gets later, strangely. Yeah. Yeah, lying on the side is more comfortable for you, isn't it? That's interesting. Yeah, and then palm up.
Right about here.
And that's,
I feel like I can't go further.
Yeah. And can you feel what in you makes that happen? Where do you feel the can't? And what could you soften? It's under the arm, interestingly. Okay. Yeah. And then, so bring your head to your arm instead. Bring your head to your arm and roll down and roll back. And then roll down. Nice. That's nice. And then come down again. If you can't bring your arm to your head, you bring your head to your arm. It's actually a strategy. Yeah. Nice. And then rest on your back. Yeah. Yeah, rest on your back. What is new here? What are you aware of? Might be breath. Breath could be a little different now. You might be lying differently. You might have chosen something new. And rest your hands at your sides so that you have a sense of a comparison of where you began and where you're ending. Your shoulders, how you sense them on the earth. Your back and your head. And see what's the easy way of rolling your head, how that is. The quality of rolling your head to the right, the quality of rolling to the left. And how far down the spine can you sense there is movement, there is some intelligence in the rolling of your head? How far down? You can ask yourself that and check. And rest just completely for a moment, for about a minute. Just be heavy. And find a way to come up mindfully, slowly, maybe a little differently than you might usually, until you make your way into standing and then pause. Go slowly. The idea is not to slip immediately into your habits. So avoid your stretching, moving in a habitual way. Just find your way to standing and be still for a moment. And in the stillness, really do another scan. So no cracking, no stretching, just being. Yeah. Feel your length of your arms, how they rest over your ribs, and how you breathe. Your awareness all the way down into your feet, your sense of your height, your length, your width, and open your eyes and choose the arm that you wish to choose. And just like we did on the ground, sweep one arm up toward the sky and then keep your arm straight up toward the sky. And press into your feet and reach up like you're going to get something from some lovely tree and feel the lengthening through the whole body. And when you lengthen on one side, the other side shortens.
Yeah.
These get soft and this is heavy. Ah, yeah. And then, yeah, lovely. And then bring down your arm. You can try it with the other side if that's available. Yeah. And notice if, you know, maybe you're sweeping it out to this side. That's not what we did, though, on the floor, is it? So how did we do it? Yeah. It was really straight in front of you, right? Your arm straight in front of you. And that's a really different pattern than reaching to go out to the side and up. And your thumb would be up directed toward the ceiling. And your shoulder will be heavy. And then elongate the left, or if it's your left side, the long ribs. Elongate your ribs. You can do this with your arm down. So don't do anything with your hand. Imagine your hand is up. And then you would reach up, pressing, and you would let these shoulders get, yeah, these get down. Yeah, now feel how you do that. Yeah, good. And then let that go. And try the other side one more time. Yeah, now reach with the arm. Yeah, feel that happening? Aha, that's different. That's, you learned something there. You feel that, right? Yeah, good. Nice job. Come down. Okay. And then take yourself for a little walk and feel how walking is. Feel how it is to walk. Yeah. And if you're planning to go swimming this week, this is a good week to do it. Yeah. So there's a swinging that happens. It happens from your spine moving, not from you choosing to walk with your arms, but from this sort of, it's like one of those dolls. Have you seen, you remember the drums that had the two little balls and you would go like this and they go whoomp, 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 whoomp. Yeah, that's where the swing comes from. It's from your spine. It happens because you are walking contralaterally, everything crossing, yeah. And pause. So I meant to do this other reference move with you, and I didn't. But I'll show you what happened to me today, just so you know. I started today, and I was, like, kind of here, and it was, like, not comfortable, and I, like, wasn't moving. And I finished the lesson, and I was like, okay. So there's something to be said for this relationship with your arms. And we've talked about this a little bit in the past. When you're going through your life this week, right? And you're thinking about how you're reaching for what you want, how you're bringing it to you, how you're finding, going towards cupboards, all these things. It's through your whole self, down through your feet, through your hips, it's through your whole body. It's not your arm out here on its own. And it can be, right? If you want to do your mouth, we do this all the time. But also to have the sense that you can move and do what you want with your whole body. So take that into your life a little and see if you can find a way to remind yourself as you work, as you drive, as you're dancing, if you get to dance this week. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're very welcome. If you have any questions, always I'm here. Black mask.